Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, we will meditate on a wonderful modern saint, Saint Miriam of Bethlehem. Her feast day is August 26th, in which we normally celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Częstochowa. I hate when my saints conflict with each other. Now, St. Miriam was from Ebelin, a small village between Nazareth and Haifa in Palestine, now Israel. She was born in 1846, and though her nickname was the Little Arab, she is a Catholic Palestinian who was declared a saint in 2015. I want to share her life with you because I think her motto, if you will learn to live it, will transform your life. Her parents died when she was just 3 years old, leaving her and her brother Paul orphaned. They were soon split up and given to different relatives. Miriam went to live with her uncle's family, who moved to Alexandria, Egypt in 1858. As was the custom in the Middle East at the time, a marriage was arranged for Miriam when she was just 12 years old, but she refused because from the time she was 5, she had promised to give herself to Jesus in consecrated virginity to be his bride alone. She begged, but her uncle would not change his mind, so she turned to the Blessed Virgin Mary for guidance, and she was inspired to follow the example of Catherine of Siena, who, facing a similar situation, cut off all her hair. So Miriam did the same and arrived at the engagement party completely bald. Well, as you could imagine, the boy rejected her, and her uncle, in rage, disowned her and made her one of the servants of the family. Longing to be reunited with her brother, who still lived near Nazareth, she learned of a Muslim man who was going there, so she went to ask him to carry a message to her brother. And during the conversation, the Muslim learned of her plight and tried to convert her to Islam. She declared Jesus to be God and flatly refused to convert. In rage, he unsheathed his scimitar and slashed her throat. To hide the murder, he dumped her body in a grotto in the countryside. Little Miriam had borne witness to her faith and love for Christ to the point of shedding her blood. She was a martyr, but her story was not over yet. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Miriam recounted what happened next. She was taken to heaven, had a vivid experience of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as well as Mary, Joseph, and many saints. Then a voice spoke which said, Miriam, your book is not finished. Then she awoke in the grotto, and the most beautiful woman dressed in all blue sewed up the mortal wound to her neck and nursed her back to health. Each day the woman in blue would feed her an otherworldly soup, and it was so good that little Miriam looked up, as children do so often, and said, More? And the woman spoke, saying, Remember, Miriam, don't act like other people who think they never have enough. Instead, always be content. The Lord who is good will send you all you need. Then Our Lady explained that she must welcome everything as coming from the hand of God, and that she must give thanks for everything. Always be content. This became the motto of her life. Now, always be content does not mean suck it up, accept things as they are because there's nothing you can do anyway. No. But it does mean that God is so involved in your life that by His providence, everything that happens is either willed by Him or allowed by Him. Either way, it comes from Him. So we should always be content, because God is already enough for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady told little Miriam she must never go back to her uncle's house. But she also told her that she would become a religious sister, first in an order dedicated to Saint Joseph, and then as a Carmelite, and finally she would end her life much later in Bethlehem. Once Our Lady nursed Miriam back to health, she took her to the local Catholic church and told Miriam to go to confession. When Miriam came out, Our Lady had disappeared. So she explained the whole story to the priest, who promised to help her. And he arranged that Miriam would go to work for a number of Catholic families in Jerusalem, Jaffa, and then a French family living in Beirut, who soon went back to Marseille, France, taking Miriam with them. When she was 19, Miriam entered the Sisters of Saint Joseph in Marseille. But by the time she was 20, she had so many mystical experiences and so many miraculous events surrounded her that the Sisters of Saint Joseph didn't know what to do with her. So they suggested she join the Carmelites in Pau, near Lourdes. And just as Our Lady told her, in 1870, the Carmelites sent her then to Mangalore, India, to establish a new convent there. And there, Sister Miriam received the stigmata, the wounds of Jesus in her hands, feet, and side. And from this time, she seemed to be in constant contact with visits from Jesus, Mary, saints, souls in purgatory, and attacks from demons. And so great were the mystical experiences and miracles that the Mother Superior again didn't know what to do with her, so she sent her back to France. Miriam was totally misunderstood and rejected by her community, but she always lived her motto, always be content, because she knew that nothing happens that God does not will or allow. And if he allows something difficult, he does it to give himself to you in a greater way. And so she trusted him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus appeared to Miriam 7 times, asking her to go back to her homeland, to Palestine, to build a new Carmelite convent in Bethlehem. And each time Jesus appeared to her, he gave her explicit instructions on how to gain the permission from the Vatican and precisely how to build the convent. For the Lord wanted the convent in Bethlehem to be designed like a fortress with a tower, because Jesus told her this was to be a place of spiritual combat to defeat the powers of evil by love, by prayer, and sacrifice, in order to bring back the victory of light over darkness. In 1875, she arrived in Bethlehem and built the convent just as the Lord instructed, and to this day it stands and is operational. Then, just as Our Lady foretold, when Miriam was only 32 years old, she fell and broke her arm. Gangrene set in, which was very hard to cure in those days, and she died on August 26, 1878. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul writes, I never complain, because I have learned, in whatever state I am, to always be content. I know how to be poor, and I know how to be rich. I have been through my initiation, and now I am ready for anything, anywhere. Full stomach or empty, poverty or plenty, there is nothing I cannot master with the help of the one who gives me strength. So, if God is our Father, then He is watching over absolutely everything in our life by His providence, giving us everything we need and guiding all things for good because we love Him. So He wants us to live like His sons and daughters. So we should do this. Spend time with God in prayer. Think, ask for guidance, make plans, take responsibility, and do what is ever in your power. But do not worry. Do what you can and leave the rest to God, and always be content. Because in everything, the Father is giving you Jesus, and Jesus is enough. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on, Teresa?
I think there's something interesting in the idea of knowing how to be rich and how to be poor. Because I think we have a tendency to think there's morality in one or the other. and it's not holy to have, but in a sense, it's not holy to not be grateful for what you do have and to use it well and to use it conscientiously. I feel like that's an aspect of being content that I hadn't thought of.
Are you saying that a key part of being content is gratitude and then using your gifts for the good of others?
Gratitude and awareness. Doing something more with it.
Doing something more with it. Yeah.
Being content with where you're at and using it accordingly.
Excellent. Yeah. It's not enough to be content. It's not enough to have gratitude, especially if it leads us to a complacency, that we need to use, leverage what God has given us for the good of others.
Yeah. And look at it this way. It's good to aspire, but there's a danger of not appreciating where we're at and utilizing it correctly, because so many people end up looking back at where they were and they were like, look at all the things I could have done that I didn't, because I was so focused on, say you're in school, you're in college, or you're even in high school, and you're thinking, well, I'll do all these great things once I've graduated. I'll do all these great things once something else happens. And you're not content with where you're at and aspiring with where you're at, and you're not doing enough with where you're currently at. Because I think of how much Miriam was moved around and how much she was already told that she was going to be moved around constantly. And I feel like we would take that as, I can't do anything yet. I'm being held back from the thing that I need to accomplish God's mission.
So are you suggesting that God in his providence is guiding everything in your life?
Mm-hmm.
So that means look at what's happening in your life. Not from a negative standpoint, but look at it really as God guiding it.
Yeah.
So if he's got me in this situation right now, it's because he wants me here.
Exactly. And God's never putting you in a position where you can do nothing good for him. We always look at it like, okay, I feel called to do this thing, but God, you're uniquely preventing me from doing that thing. So I can't do anything for you right now. And it's your fault.
Yes. This is exactly where the life and example of Miriam is the remedy for this.
Mm-hmm.
You might be in a marriage that's difficult. You might be in a job that's difficult. You might have health situations that are difficult. We have all kinds of things, and we think those are preventing me from doing God's will, reaching my potential.
Yeah.
No. God in his providence is guiding everything. This situation is from providence. He's allowing this precisely so that you can fulfill his will and reach your potential.
Yeah, wherever you're at.
So I guess
if you're a really little kid, if you're in high school, if you're in middle school, you have more agency and you have so much you can do that you don't have to wait to grow up to do.
So do you think the first step is see whatever situation you're in as from the hand of God?
Mm-hmm.
And then accept it, knowing he's using it.
Yeah. I think it's sort of cyclical. I think that both comes from contentment and breeds contentment.
So always be content is the starting point and the ending point.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know God's providence is guiding this and he's using it for my greatest good and the good of others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that transforms everything.
Yeah. And it's an easy phrase to just take into your life. Always be content.
Because again, this is, I have to be honest, I feel rotten today.
Yeah.
And I think my first thought is, God, come on. I can't do what you need me to do because I feel rotten today. And he's like, I'm allowing this.
I think we have so many bad days that we have to start looking at it and realizing, this is actually just how we operate.
Yeah, this God.
It's not a rain check. If you're living off, if you're living in London and it's raining all the time, you can't take a rain check.
Yeah, that's true.
This is just the weather.
Yeah. I go back to that phrase, omnia in bonum, all for the good. God's providence is guiding everything. Everything he's using for our good and the good of others. But you have to consciously think that and make the choice to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have to make, that's where we have to, where we have to take action.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still don't like my suffering.
Yeah. That's how it is. That's the way it goes.
But the more I can see that everything in my life is either what God wills directly or allows, then it's all from his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Then it helps. It should transform it to see that it's all for the best. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.